What's up there, you little mixed berry surprise?
Oh, hi there. Hi there. Oh my gosh, I had the best Jamba Juice this week.
Oh, I'm so glad to have reminded you of such a delicious memory.
Yeah, I had a really crap morning and I had to go into the city. And that's the only good thing about going through Port Authority is that Jamba Juice, which I recognize is not actually good for you. It's a $10 cup of sherbet, basically, but it's fine. It made me very, very happy.
There are a couple of them that don't include sherbet.
There are, but this one didn't seem to have... This was like Watermelon Blast or something. And it was actually somehow more expensive than all of the other ones, even though...
What the fuck? That one is the one that's supposed to be on sale on the weekend.
On the weekend. That's why it caught my eye. I was like, oh, well, it's not the weekend, but I'm sure it's only normally... Like, the medium was $10, and the mediums for the other ones were like $8.75, so I don't know. And I asked... It's fine. It was definitely part of my morning where I was like, yeah, this sucks too, but at least I get to put this in my mouth.
It's fine. Do you remember the Jamba Juice Smoothie King Wars of Penn Station?
Oh, I do.
That was weird. That's a full New York moment.
So the thing about Smoothie King is that you could get your smoothie made with turbinado, which is that sugar in the raw. So It would be like... It would be like your already thick ass smoothie, but then with crunchy sugar particles. Oh God, man, did I love that. I got, there was like a green, I think it was called like the Green Machine or something like that. Cause it had,
they're always called Green Machine.
They are. Well, because yeah, they
the
can't
only
call
juices
it
that are like
bucket of snot, which is what it looks like.
Ew. I found a way that I actually really like a celery-based juice, which is definitely the most 38 thing I've ever said in my life.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Suja is a company that makes juices that are like sold at Target, and they're pretty good. And they have a number of different green juices for like how much you can hang. So there's like a juice that still has a lot of apple and banana in it. And it's just basically colored green.
Sure.
And it's like, we threw in some spinach just for fun.
Right.
And then there's a middle one that I think they call Mighty Dozen, which still has like an apple something base, but then adds in a bunch of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a one that is for the unfaint of heart called Uber Greens.
That's just made with lawn clippings.
Yes. Uh-huh. 1,000%. Celery is a predominant flavor. It's very like peppery. And while I do find it not terribly fun to drink on its own, if I put it in with like an inch of orange juice, it's exactly perfect. And I'm like, okay, now I can get all of these but not want to turn my mouth inside out.
Right.
Which feels reasonable.
That does feel reasonable. I mean, I don't think there's any sort of moral high ground for people who can force juice down their throats. Like, I'm very happy for people for whom...
Not.
I actually like green juice, but it needs to have a little something... Sweet, because otherwise it really just does taste like pencil shavings to me.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Too earthy.
No, I like juices, and I also think that smoothies are the unsung kings of the juice empire, because you can actually use the whole fucking piece of produce. Do you remember how mad, I don't know, the Atlantic got like 10 years ago when juicing became a thing?
Of course they did.
Juicing became a thing and everybody got a juicer, and so everybody was buying a fuck ton of produce, but then they were only juicing it and throwing away like a significant portion of what you could otherwise have eaten.
Wait.
And like,
are you serious? Because every juicer I've ever seen, you literally are supposed to shove the whole thing into it, even if it's an apple.
I think that's a new thing.
This was back at Meetup. Maybe they had some kind of cutting edge nonsense. Yeah.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did.
Or maybe people were using their juicers wrong also.
There's that. Right.
People are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Dang. This is now a health podcast. Mm-hmm. A fake health podcast. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Speaking of which, I very recently posted clip by clip, minute by minute, essentially, of my TEDx talk.
Yes.
Hollywood's fat phobia problem.
Yep, yep, yep.
And it's because fucking Instagram keeps changing what it does. And so, like, when they were like, use IGTV.
Oh, right.
Where they wanted you to post long videos, I posted it to IGTV. And within, like, 2 months, they were like, never mind, use Reels. And I was like, no. I'm not TikToking. The whole point is to not TikTok.
Right.
And then they just keep fucking doing it, and they keep insisting on Reels. So I was like, fine, let me do this. Maybe it'll reach some more people.
Right.
Because all kinds of fucked up Reels reach me.
Uh-huh.
And
if I see one more cake that looks like someone's head that someone cuts into, I'm going to die.
It's all cake. It's always cake. It's always terrifying. Cake. Trust nothing. It's, yeah, the world is made of cake. Oh, God, fondant.
Ugh.
We can't have anything nice.
Nope.
So I'm posting these, and, you know, thankfully, I think a lot of people who needed it did find it, and that makes me happy. But, of course, what came with it were trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow have not had life experience yet that has been, like, troll-riddled.
Mm.
They've mostly skipped over me, which I do not begrudge them at all. Like, good, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be involved in your nonsense. But I was really, really caught. I had a total crisis of ego. Aww. Because there were so many really dumb comments that I just wanted to burn every single one of them.
Wait, on your, like, YouTube or on your Insta?
On my Instagram Reels.
Wow.
There were so many dumb, stupid, and some that were really disheartening, and I'm like, how did someone let you human this long?
Ugh.
But or also, like, please get out of the way, women clearly don't value you at all. but there were some that were also just so stupid that I just wanted to twist the ice pick so hard.
Sure.
And I really felt that if I left them up there and I burned them, I would be doing a disservice, because the people who needed to find it needed a place that was not just choked with these fucking bottom dwellers.
Yes, and that's what I said to the TEDx people when they refused to take the I just asked them to turn off all the comments, and they were like, it's our policy. God. To provoke conversation. I was like, you don't understand.
It's not a conversation.
This is not a conversation.
It's so disheartening. And the people who need to hear what you and I have to say.
Right. They don't want to have to slog through all that shit.
Tender souls.
Yes.
No, not at all. Not at all. And they might hear something over the course of 15 to 18 minutes that makes them actually think a new thing for once.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, like, that's a fragile thought.
Right.
That needs care and delicacy and space, and not, you know, fucking Dolph from Arizona being like, go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Eat fewer cookies. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have any idea where we are and what hellscape this is?
Right, exactly.
Eat your goddamn cookies, Dolph. Like,
and also, I will eat those cookies too, because fuck
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. 1,000. But my very, very favorite, my absolute favorite, was this guy who wrote, like, LOL, she's already sweating up there.
Oh.
Now, first of all, bitch, I've been up on a stage killing it for 18 minutes. Of course I'm sweating. And also, people fucking sweat. And you, who are telling me to go to the gym, should be sweating at the gym. And maybe if you're not, maybe you're just there for your own fucking vanity. However, I digress. What I really thought in my heart of hearts was, you idiot, that's highlighter.
Mm-hmm.
And the overwhelming truth that he has no idea what highlighter is, because this is someone who sits in a basement all day that no woman in her right mind wants to talk to.
Right?
Yes. You think I'm sweaty. This is something every woman who looks at knows exactly what the fuck it is. Right. It is a well-placed shimmer.
And it's on purpose. Yeah.
It's on purpose, you dolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I really struggled, because a few years ago, Dietland was getting trolled really hard, and And I remember reaching out to Paul Feig, and because when Ghostbusters came out in 2016, they were horrible. They were horrible. Mm-hmm. They were entitled incel maniacs, yeah. and they were so mad that girls were taking over their favorite boy nerd thing. Mm-hmm. And Paul Feig was like boots on fucking ground. He was in every Twitter argument. He was coming after these motherfuckers. And I shouted him out in a story once, and I was like, Paul, you're fucking amazing. Ghostbusters was incredible. Good for you. And he wrote to me privately, and he's like, hey, I'm so glad that you feel that way, and I'm so glad the movie meant so much to you. To be honest, I would not do that again. The fact that I engaged with them was so gasoline on the fire.
Would not have engaged with them.
Right.
He would have made the movie. I was like, oh, no.
No. No, he's still my favorite. Yeah. So, like, yeah, of course. No, he would not have fed the trolls.
Yeah. I think that there's sometimes when you feel like you have to. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I've had moments in my life where I was like, I feel like I need to lay a little boom goes the dynamite. But I temper it now. And I remember, I'm sure I told you, when Don was like, are you looking for these fights or people coming to you? And I'm like, it's a mix.
It's a mix. But when somebody... I leave the breadcrumbs and I wait with a baseball bat.
Right. But that's like on your property. When somebody is in your Instagram, they may as well be on your front door shouting into your peephole, basically.
Yeah.
And it feels very violating.
I do not want my peephole shouted
into. No.
That's for sure.
No, that's not what that's for. Well,
it's very true.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's so funny because you're like, well, I guess Instagram is showing this to a new crowd.
And I mean, the worst part is that there were, sorry for the jingles, my dog is stretching and he loves it. He's so good. And the puppy is also so, there goes the puppy. Puppy's shaking. The puppy has to wear jingle bells because the puppy is really, really little.
Oh.
And you have to know where the fuck he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have, he has very, very sharp puppy claws, but he doesn't have a long claws, so you can't hear him. He's just a tiny little dust, he's a little feather duster. That's what the fuck he is. He's really cute.
And you don't want to kick him by accident.
Not at all. Yeah, it's terrible because the final video of the whole selection got passed among trolls like wildfire, and that sucked.
And that is what happened. They have like message boards where they post things specifically to come flame people.
Really?
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
That's how that happens.
Yep. Everywhere from Reddit to 4chan, like.
Oh my God, people are so useless.
Yeah, when there's a dog pile, somebody's done a call to action.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, and then the insights on it were like triple, quadruple what I had been getting in a more organic algorithm. So I was like,
wow.
Oh, do I leave the comments up and let it like shake up other people? But then I was like, no, you decided that the principle of this was going to be it's up here to help someone and we are not going to let them.
Right.
Rip down all the wallpaper.
Right, exactly.
No. You get a fucking newspaper to the head and you get blocked and your comment gets deleted. And the only one that I left up was undoubtedly meant in ill will, but it was so funny.
Oh.
And it just said, she looks like she's about to burst into song. And I was like, yeah, valid. I do.
How is
bitch,
that
that's my superpower.
That's hilarious.
So, like, yes, of course I do.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I left that shit up.
Oh,
I did not block that person.
Oh my God. My favorite anti-fat comment I actually want on a t-shirt. It was, no one wants to see Lillian Bustle shove her hooves into pumps and squeeze out diamonds. And I was like, bitch, that's everybody wants to see that. It's literally
exactly what they want to see. I have gotten fan mail requests for exactly that.
I could start an entire OnlyFans.
Not that we should ever have more media made about insipid, life-draining people, but I'd be really, really curious as to what the life of a person like that really is like.
Well, did you ever listen to the This American Life about Lindy West's troll?
I didn't listen to that episode. I don't think. I read about it in Shrill, mm-hmm. and then, of course, saw it in the show.
Well, but the episode, you actually get to hear him talk to her. She records.
Really?
Yeah, she talks to him. You should listen to it. Shit. It's good. Yeah, even if you fast forward through the other stuff, because, I mean, it's tricky because Roxane Gay is in there, and a lot of people were like, she's talking about being sad fat, and we don't like that. And Roxane Gay was like, I have a lot of problems with my life because of my size. It's right. It is. I'm not like sad about how I look, but there are big, giant fucking hardships. And then the other one was, that gal that does. I actually met her. She was talking about her weight loss surgery and then the skin removal afterwards.
Oh, bummer.
Poops. I don't remember. But anyway, I think it's just called the fat episode. Or
nice. Okay, cool.
You'll be able to find it. But he was, I think that he was married and just had this whole other separate life where he felt more powerful.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
It makes them feel so powerful. It makes them feel powerful. And what? Go play some Ultimate Frisbee or something.
Bitch, your bar has got to be higher.
Yeah.
Like, my God, if you think that's a sick burn, what planet do you live on? What? Oh, really? Go to the gym is the best you've got. Hooves and diamonds is so much more high functioning.
Right?
You that have was to a, respect
that
the
was
creativity.
At least fascinating. Yeah.
Yes. 1,000%. 1,000%. I also really love the people who are like, LOL, who are you? Like, you're finding me on the internet. You clearly know who I am.
Right, right.
Who are you? Person with many numbers after your name and zero followers, zero posts, zero. Like, that's the actual question. The question is not, who am I? That's abundantly clear.
Also, it doesn't matter who I am.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh my God, we haven't talked about this yet. It's fucking fascinating.
Ooh, tell me.
It's fascinating. I saw this. I'm going to have to pull it up. It's this thread on Twitter. It's absolutely amazing and galling. So, W. Ashera says, I've been asking my male friends to do something. Watch if the first response to everything a woman tells you is to refute, say no, or something negative. One friend texted me later, holy fuck.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The problem is...
Oh, no, I hate this.
Constantly putting up with unwarranted resistance is bad for mental health. The conversation started off from discussions with married women on dealing with men just resisting ideas with no basis, including buying a new toothpaste. This gets horrid when it piles up. It makes daily conversations with men anxiety-inducing for women because you have to literally prepare a defense for exactly everything. In a good number of cases, women stop mentioning or even asking anything because nobody wants a fucking toothpaste discussion. Some things you just do. You think you do. Not everything needs to be a debate. It's, let's get this, and the person goes, okay, and then you get the thing. Another was a story of someone's husband chiming in to say negative things whenever she's chatting with friends. Oh, by the way, he is one of those allies who believed that he's very supportive of women in his life, and I'm hoping he's stopped believing that.
Oh, no.
All while responding with a resounding no to things that should not get a no. He didn't say what, but he found himself in an argument with his sister about something really petty that he should have just agreed with. And she asked him, what exactly are you resisting? Which is when he remembered what I told him. Oh. It is socialized resistance to women speaking. And every single man I know does it either subconsciously or consciously.
Oh.
And
I hate this.
You know? Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I can absolutely vouch for this. I can, like, there is nothing that I can say, subjectively or objectively, that is not immediately met with resistance of some kind.
Wow.
Even like an, are you sure? Like,
sure.
It might sound innocuous, but there is resistance. And it's like, holy mother of God. And that's what you see more of in anything else than these comments. And like, of course, that whole thread, like every dude on earth being like, this isn't right, you didn't do it, and it's just like,
you're doing it right now, buddy.
You're doing it right now. Like, you just want to, you just want to push against it because it's not a source that you trust inherently.
Yep. Oh, that's why on the subway, you know what? I haven't heard this announcement in a long time, but it used to be this, like, literally sounded like Goofy, like, stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, the next stop is, and it was a lady's voice. So it was Goofy who was like, get out of the way, you dum-dums. And then a lady was like, here's where we're going, because men do not accept directions from female voices, but they'll accept information.
No.
Yeah. Yups. Yippers.
Oh, I hate it.
It's pretty gross.
I hate it with a fiery rage passion. Mm-hmm. No.
Yep. That's also, I mean, think about all of the voiceovers for action movies, like anything that's supposed to be like aggressive or like moving forward or ooh, exciting, you know. You're not going to get a female voiceover for that.
Right. That's such bullshit.
It is.
That's such bullshit. Oh, God, that makes me so angry.
Bullshit. It's que terrible.
Que terrible. So, yeah. So, I mean, we always notice, like, yes, of course, trolls are overwhelmingly male, but also maybe the people they attack are overwhelmingly women. Because you can't even watch a woman say something with authority and accept it in any possible way.
There's no way that's not true. There's absolutely not a way in this world that women are not more attacked by trolls than men on the internet.
Absolutely.
Like,
I mean, doxing started with girls.
Right.
It's like so upsetting.
Gamergate stuff, right? There's probably doxing before Gamergate, but.
And Jory just told me about someone who they've presented with. This woman who must certainly be younger than us, who was doing like an informative video on how Boston Children's Hospital is currently offering trans-affirming surgery to trans adults, and is getting fucking doxxed and just excoriated.
Right. And because people didn't hear the part where the surgery is not for children. They only heard children's hospital.
Yeah.
And again, it's garbage that people don't pay attention. Somebody should have handled that for her. You know what I mean? She shouldn't have had to have been on the front line. The very first thing out of her mouth should have been like, adults are qualified for XYZ. And
yep.
How interesting. Isn't it strange that we're doing it at a children's hospital? But we are.
But we are.
Oh, my God.
We've already handed you a pamphlet.
Oh, not to change the subject, but kind of in the vein of what we were talking about with, like, health food and stuff like that.
Yes.
So earlier when you were talking about celery juice and stuff, I don't know if you have listened to Maintenance Phase.
I haven't yet.
Oh,
you always talk very positively about it.
So good. And I love Aubrey Gordon so much. And I can't remember. Oh, Mike. I don't remember his last name, but he's also very adorable.
Some bad shit went down with him right as I was about to check it out. And
no. Like problematic stuff?
Yeah. Like exploitative of the fact that he's kind of hitching a wagon on a size positive podcast.
Oh.
And he's...
okay. Well, I will investigate that. Exactly, but he's already got his own shit. You know what I mean? Like, he has his own brand. He had a whole podcast beforehand. I don't think that he's getting famous off of this. He was already kind of famous.
Right. Oh, no. Well, I think it's...
Takes Audrey's agency away from her because Aubrey. She's no dummy.
No.
She's not going to waste time with someone she feels is taking advantage of her. Okay, now I have to look this up. But regardless, they did a whole thing about celery juice. Like the trend about that. And the thing that I want to write into them about, because I have got to hear what the fuck this was about, my friend Derek, who is a trans man, was telling me about how there was this person whose name was Tristan Skye, I believe, who mm-hmm. was, when Derek was younger and looking to transition and was not in a position to be able to take testosterone, this person suggested that you could transition naturally through diet. That, like, if you ate the right things and cut out the right things, that you would just naturally, your body would produce testosterone. And then, surprise, surprise, come to find out that fucking guy was on testosterone the whole time. He was on testosterone, pretending like he wasn't on testosterone, telling people to eat, like, shit tons of lentils and never eat soy sauce again.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Uh-huh. So now Derek, like, cannot eat lentils. Because he did that. He was trying to follow that diet. So I did a little Googling, and it does seem horrific. So I would really love for them to do a deep dive onto that, because that seems like, talk about taking advantage of people. How terrible.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And, like, wrote a book that sold many, many copies and came out with a second edition of it. Ugh.
No. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Wouldn't that be really bad news for cis people? Like, use your goddamn noggin. What?
Which part? The fact that you might just like lentils and accidentally become
just
a man?
Just loves the fucking lentil soup. My mother would be so fucked. Are you kidding me?
There have been a lot of, like, I don't know if any of them are true, but, like, conversations about soy and estrogen. And I remember my grandmother, oh my God, she was like, well, you know, all the soy in the diet is why Asian ladies don't go through the change of life. And I was like, I don't think any of that is true.
That can't.
Pretty sure Asian people go through menopause.
You know, we always ask you to call in, fuck buddies.
Oh, man.
If you are past your menarche and you happen to be of Asian heritage, please let us know if you went through menopause or not.
I just don't even know where she would have picked that up. Must have been daytime television. Or maybe like a tabloid in Gristides.
Oh, a little Weekly World News for you?
How are those papers still kicking?
Bat boy eats too many lentils.
Becomes Batman. Oh my word. I think a new season of Handmaid's Tale just dropped also. Which I don't know.
What are we
know.
Even supposed to do with it now?
No, I don't. Right, I don't. I don't know. Like, it is definitely, I'm seeing all of these comparisons with a new light, and definitely I have been a white lady about it, not even thinking about how historically people of color and their reproductive rights have been fucked over and over again.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, friggin', Elizabeth Moss is a Scientologist on top of all of it.
Absolutely. I have a lot of trouble getting into her artwork, even though she's an incredibly talented actor.
I don't think she's great.
She's
I think she has three levels.
She's effective. She's played cool characters.
That's a great point. She's had a lot of great opportunities, probably because she's a Scientologist.
There you go. Who the fuck breaks into Mad Men?
But also the idea of, like, trying to watch any kind of storytelling around that kind of dystopia, I just don't think I can stomach it.
I don't know. I'm so disappointed. Not that any of us really thought we were going to get anything radical from Joe Biden, but I am so disappointed in his, like, lack of passion about it.
And I didn't really expect very much from Joe Biden, to be quite honest, but...
No, of course not.
Ooh.
Of course.
Can I tell you about a little something political that's happening in my backyard?
Tell me. You know I always love hearing your dirt on Jersey City politics.
Oh, my God. Jersey City politics.
It's the best.
So
these stories light me up.
And again, for people who don't know, Jersey City is literally right outside of New York. It's literally right outside. The most famous it's ever been probably was when, was when Trump was like, there were... there were
celebrating on the rooftops.
There were people celebrating on the rooftops about 9/11.
Oh, for 9/11.
So yeah, you can see the New York skyline from where I live. It's right there, spitting distance. And yet it is so very different from New York. It is still very, very
could
backward. It is wildly, it's super diverse, but it depends on what part of town you live in. And
the old guard white people are the most old guard anything you've ever
seen.
Oh
God, it is.
I don't
insane.
Know how that many generations of a family can possibly live in Jersey City.
For sure, for sure. And
oh my God.
And then anyone who's like, you either are in with the cops or you're not in with the cops. And even me saying this on a podcast like this might get me not in with the cops, but it's fine. They don't know my legal name, so. We have council members for each ward that represent each ward. And then there's three council members who are at large. So that just, they're like, I represent Jersey City, all of you. And one of them is this lady named Amy DeGees, whose father, Tom DeGees, has been in the Hudson County Democratic Party, and like the county executive, like he's involved in, has been, she's a legacy. You know what I mean? She's mm-hmm. she is in politics because her dad was in politics. And I'm not saying that she's always been a bad person. It sounds like she's touched a lot of people's lives. But the life that she touched most recently, there was a cyclist who admittedly, okay, so he I think was like a Grubhub guy. He was a seamless bike delivery person, out just delivering his food in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. He was on his way to work. He didn't have any food with him. He was on his way. And he, yes, ran a red light, but just like a bit. Like it was just about to turn green. And she hauled into him with her SUV, knocked him off his bike. His shoes go flying. She, the bike gets bent. Like she hits the bike. And then she drives away. Like she doesn't even tap the brakes. Like she just speeds off. And then she doesn't report it. She has no idea how Jesus. Badly this man is hurt, and she drives off and doesn't report it until 2 p.m and it starts it happens at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there's video of all of this. There's like so much video of all this. And last night was a huge thing at the city council meeting, where I'm not sure what time they wrapped up, but 150 people signed up to speak, and that you get 3 minutes each. So whatever the math is on that.
I forfeit my time.
And some people apparently she's getting death threats. But if I had to guess, like maybe she's getting some death threats for the hit and run is the issue here, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It
of
is.
Course.
He ran through. He made a traffic violation and she did a felony.
You are a city representative and you would have been totally okay leaving the scene of someone dying by your hand.
That's exactly the point.
1,000.
And she keeps saying that she can't discuss anything because it's like an open investigation. Her trial was moved to Essex County from Hudson County, or her court date. I don't think it's a trial. So she's got two summonses, one for leaving the scene of a crime and one for not reporting the crime. And, which, okay, because anybody else would already be in jail. So I did not go to this meeting last night, because I just can't, I really have to pick and choose my crowd exposure. Like, my anxiety is day to day, and sometimes I think that it's rational and sometimes I don't. And sometimes it's literally just because I accidentally had coffee along with my Adderall.
Not for nothing. I just saw a very, very upsetting tweet this morning that was like, hey, my cousin's boss forced her to go into work in person for like something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
While she was there, he gave her COVID.
Mm.
And She passed away. Like, yeah. I wouldn't
people
really
are still
to...
dying.
People are absolutely still dying. And then, like people working in hospitals were like, no, it is no different than it ever was.
Wow.
The fact that people think it's over is a total fucking delusion.
Yeah.
And it's a very powerful delusion because I am still a total outlier when I wear my mask everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go into a store without a mask on.
Yeah.
I don't do anything around people without a mask on, except for a while before we were like, oh, fuck, BA5 is very much transmissible outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I was outdoors among people without a mask on. And yeah. Then, like, even for Pride, Jory and I masked up outside because it was, like, packed in like sardines.
Yeah.
But... no, you being choosy and you feeling anxious is totally understandable and frankly appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and I still feel that way.
Yeah. I was excited because I was in, secret is not the right word, but I was in a group chat with other Jersey City Twitter people. And that's the best way that I can put it. Like, there's people who are activists in different ways.
Yeah.
And there is a group of Jersey City progressives that I feel kind of honored to have been, like, brought along with. And mm-hmm. keeping up, I was watching a live stream. The whole point of this is just to say that someone who writes for Politico liked one of my tweets, and I got very excited about it.
Yes. Quote me, bitch.
And I just, so it feels neat because, like, I know who certain reporters are. Like, there's this woman named Nancy Solomon who wrote this. Oh, I told you. She's the one who did the incredible many-part podcast about Trenton. And all of the corruption in Trenton.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And she was there last night reporting on the thing. Nice. And I was like, Nancy Solomon? Oh, no, I wish I had gone. And I was standing in my kitchen. I looked around and I was like, there's no one I can tell this to who will care about this at all. I don't know anyone who will
care. No one else is into bizarre small town, like apple pie sitting on a window politics like you.
That's why I need those other Jersey City Twitter people.
It is. You found your cadre.
Thank God. Yeah. Very silly, so messy, just so messy. But you know, people do occasionally ask me to run for things or like to try to get into some kind of city government job, and I just like, ugh. Did I tell you my next crusade is about STIs in Jersey City? We have
we've been talking a lot about STIs, but I don't know about
that. We have as of 2019, which is the last time the Healthier JC website was updated, apparently, because it says 2019 all over it.
No.
Girl, I started digging into this when monkeypox came around because there was not much information anywhere. And everyone's like, look at the Healthier JC website and all of their terrible infographics that are not alt-texted and you cannot read with a screen reader. But that's another. Like, they should definitely hire me. The city should hire me to do something. Because I would do it better than half of what's happening. But 3 times the rate of syphilis as the entire rest of New Jersey. Like the average rate of syphilis in New Jersey, we have 3 times that.
Holy.
Or we did in 2019. And we only have one free clinic that's sponsored by the city. And you have to prove residency. So people who are undocumented and people who are homeless probably can't get care.
Right.
And I found out that one of my friends had such a hard time finding free STI and pregnancy testing that she went to a place like 8 blocks away from me that's a fake abortion center. I've got one.
Oh, no.
We have one right here.
Oh, I hate that. Fuck Buddies, just so you know, if you didn't already know this, it's insidious and nefarious. There are fake abortion centers that are actually and they are worded really terribly, and they're usually placed very, very, very close to places where you can actually
get it's abortion. Right around the corner. Well, I don't know if it's you can get an abortion here, but it's right around the corner for a legit women's health center.
Right. Right.
And
what they do inside is they essentially convince you to carry a child.
Yeah. If you are pregnant, which she was not, she just wanted STI testing, and she didn't think she was pregnant, but they were like, well, how many partners do you have, and are you planning on marrying them? And like, just gave her a real huge guilt trip.
Oh man, slut shamey, so
terrible
crazy.
Mess.
That's like accidentally walking into a fucking Pentecostal church.
But thinking that you're going to an orgy. No, that's all wrong. All of that is wrong.
and fuck buddies.
But thinking that you're getting health care. Thinking that you're getting the health care that you require.
Yeah, right. For sure. And I believe I learned this, if you didn't, Lillian, I learned it from Abortion Access Force.
Oh, I heard about it on last week tonight.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. There are lists of these places, and they use very specific language to, like, blend in. And, yeah, so if anybody actually needs healthcare services, needs assistance with a pregnancy, like, make sure you go out there informed and that you bring a friend.
Go online and read the reviews of the place, too, because that's Abortion Action Front is encouraging people to make a couple phone calls and then make a real review, like an actual review. Like, I called tell them what happened. I called and I asked these questions, and this is how I was treated. 1 star. Because this place down the street from me is padded with a million positive reviews from people who have only ever written one review in their whole lives. They're a bunch of shill accounts. Yeah. And then like three honest reviews. Uh-huh. But like dozens.
That's bad.
And if I had to guess, it's probably the same people, like, it's probably from one, not API, what's it called? From one internet address. It's probably the same person. IP, there you go.
IP address, yeah. Yep. And you know what? Maybe to help yourself even further, if you're looking on Google reviews and trying to find something, just click the 1 star and see if the 1 star is normal people leaving 1 star like, I waited too long, this is dumb, or if the 1 star is like, these people tried to force me to Rosemary's Baby this shit.
Right, exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah. Are they legitimate 1 star reviews, or are they just people who were bored?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We think that we are safe because of where we live up here on the Northeast corridor.
And not for nothing, as I spend my final days here in Minnesota, like Minnesota, when you look at a map of red and blue across the U.S., like it is the lone very blue state.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very blue state, but that may be going away because there's some kind of election coming up or someone who is pretty conservative is kind of wielding quite a bit of power, and that would be very bad because that means then after Illinois there's nothing blue, nothing until you get to the Pacific Northwest. Uh-huh. Like it's so fucked. I don't know what the hell we're gonna do. I really don't.
We have about 5 minutes left, and I wondered if you wanted to talk. Have you watched the new Legal of Their Own? I forget.
I watched all of it.
Oh my god! Don't tell me anything. I'm only at the beginning of episode six, but oh my god, I love it. Oh my god, I love it.
Perfect show. When I tell you, and I won't tell you what made me do this, I was already crying from like feeling deeply, deeply, deeply seen. I tweeted that this show has been the last 2 years of my life, except with far less baseball. Which is absolutely true. 1000% true. Like when you watch certain things happen that I have talked to you about, you're going to shit.
It's
amazing.
I can intuit what you were talking about.
It is, and then something unrelated to that, so beautiful happens that I burst into tears of laugh cry.
Uh-huh.
So suddenly it was like my sprinkler alarm went off. Like they actually shot upwards and arced out, and I was like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. And that's, I mean, The show is perfect.
It's really good.
It's perfect. It's so fucking good. And Lillian sent me this amazing video this morning, this little reel from Rosie O'Donnell, mm-hmm. who was talking about how, like, when her character has a little monologue where she's like, I never got to be who I was until I got here. And, you know, Rosie's being very gay. And Penny Marshall is like, no, Rosie, this is not about being gay. And Rosie's like, girl, this is absolutely about being gay. But Penny Marshall was so avoidant of the fact that so many of these people were queer and that this was a liberation for them in a whole other way that was not about, like, girls can hit balls too.
Right.
Like, it was so not about that at all. Mm-hmm. It was about being free.
Yeah.
It was about being free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fucking beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's so creative how they, yes, are kind of realistic about the Jim Crow laws and are realistic about the fact that, like, no, black women would absolutely not be enlisted as a Rockford Peach. But the fact that that does not deter them in the least in telling a story about a queer black woman trying to do the same thing with her life and having her own humongous metamorphosis in her own way. And, like, the sisterhood between Max and Clance, like, their friendship makes me also just, like, tears spring in giant arcing rainbows from my eyes. My friend plays Birdie. My friend plays Uncle Birdie.
No shit. I just met Birdie in the episode that I watched. Oh. Yes.
His work is so, so good. And, like, I don't know if I can say this firmly, but I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Lee, are you the first black trans man portraying a trans storyline in, like, the chronology of the world, right? Obviously not now in 2022, but in terms of, like, historical fiction,
sure.
Are you the first black trans person to show up?
Wow.
Are you the first black trans man, certainly? And on top of that, a black trans man thriving.
Yeah.
Loving
for sure.
His life in love and, like, in queer community and having his family return to him. Like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, I want to follow your friend.
Oh, he's amazing.
That's
great. He's amazing. And Morgan Gould, who is a fat New York playwright, is one of the writers on the show.
Love it.
Melanie Field plays Jo, and she and I are, like, longtime actor, always going out for the same roles together. Mm-hmm. So I've known her for a really long time, and she's fabulous, and she will also, like, break your fucking heart. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so good. Fuck Buddies, if you have not watched it. A League of Their Own, the series. And, like, speaking, going back to how men just fucking need to refute every single thing a fucking woman says. Like, the fact that this show is as amazing as it is in every way, aesthetically, casting, writing, just beautiful.
Yeah, it's very compelling. Yeah.
The reviews on Amazon are absolute trash.
And I saw that.
It's deep. Oh, it's really, really disgusting that they are so... It's just, like, yeah.
If it's, you misogyny. Go crime, it's misogyny.
It's
and
so misogynistic.
Anti-gay.
It's so homophobic. Yep.
I've decided, by the way, and this is not to tone police you or your word choice in any way, but I'm tired of phobic, and I'm using anti-whatever the thing
anti.
Is. Whether it's
yes.
Anti-gay, yep. Anti-fat, anti-woman.
Because
the phobia is... It that, I think... lends too much kindness to the person who's being a piece of shit, because they're not scared.
1,000. No,
they maybe are afraid. Scared too, but they're just trash.
But the assholery certainly takes the front lines for sure.
Well, now I'm going to go write a review for them, and I'm going to write a bad review for that fake abortion clinic.
Atta girl.
It's a very small bit of activism, but it is something that will always... Any review anywhere, people do read them.
Yeah.
Whether, and speaking of which, if you'd like to leave a review and a rating for our podcast, you're welcome to do that.
We would love that. It helps. That would be amazing. You know, always helps. Always helps. And we're happy to be back here with you guys.
Well, I love you, and I can't wait for you to be back here with me.
I love you so much.
I love you.
love you so much. I'm so excited. All right, till next time, fuck buddies.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.